Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. If you drive along Route 7 or Shelburne Road past the intersection just south of Shelburne Museum, you'll have noticed a bit of building activity over the last few years. It has grown into something called Vermont Artisan Village, and there's an awful lot of food being produced right there. Here to tell us about it is Sally Pollock. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi.
So what's the basic idea behind this complex?
So this is a 20-acre complex that's getting filled in with buildings, many of them food and drink manufacturer and retailers, designed by a Burlington-based architect named Graham Goldsmith. And the aesthetic idea is to connect Burlington and its suburbs with the agricultural region to the south, going down toward Addison County. And so the kind of physical structure, the buildings look barn-like, kind of. And there's a campus and some garden areas. And the idea is to create a place, an inviting place for both businesses to work and people to come and customers to taste and try and hopefully, I guess, if you're one of the businesses, buy the food.
And what kind of businesses have kind of located there?
Well, Eating Well magazine is there, which you can't eat, but you can read. And the food businesses are, there's an array. There's a distillery starting that's going to distill vodka and gin, Wild Heart. Right now, there's a tortilla company, a couple of sweets and confectionaries, and Fiddlehead Brewing is the one that everyone's heard of.
Well, let's visit some of us. Tell us first about Douglas Sweets.
Douglas Sweets is such a neat spot. I really liked being there. Their main product is shortbread, and it was started by a woman named Deborah Townsend, really interesting person who lives on the top of Bolton Mountain. She likes to design things and build things. Her daughter, who works with her, joked that her mother set up shop here just so she could, like, build it. But she's also a very accomplished baker, and she started this company in her kitchen and on the top of this, you know, Bolton Mountain, and just making just shortbreads from her mother's recipe and dropping them off at stores. And slowly she started getting retail accounts. I think Healthy Living was first, and was baking in her kitchen, and has now moved down to the Vermont Artisan Village and is doing so well there, may soon actually move to a bigger space in the village.
And it's not just like one flavor of shortbread. There's a lot of different interesting flavors they offer. Another company, this one started out as a kiosk in the Burlington Town Center. It's Bijou Fine Chocolates.
Right. These are handcrafted truffles that are made there. Again, a family business, to parents and their adult children. And they have very fine chocolates and sort of cocoa powdered almonds. And now they have a little area there, as does Douglas Sweets, actually. You can sit at the tables there and have coffee and tea and taste the chocolates. And it's lovely. And they were the first food business to open there. They opened in 2014 and then a year later added the retail aspect so that people can come in. And they say they really like having a space that's both manufacturing, making, producing, and selling it right there.
Believe it or not, those chocolates can pair beautifully with a nice red wine.
Is that right?
Trust me on this one.
I believe you.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about Vermont Artisan Village. Sally, you were introducing us to some of the businesses in the village. Another one is Vermont Tortilla Company.
That is a neat spot that's making organic corn tortillas using organic corn that's grown across the lake in the New York side of the Champlain Valley. Also a family business, a husband and wife who live in the New North End of Burlington. She's an environmental scientist who is a wetland specialist, and they've just plunged into this business together. They manufacture 2 sizes of tortillas. They're delicious coming hot off the press, I would say. It does sort of resemble a printing press, actually, except you're using masa, not newsprint. And both Vermont Tortilla Company and Douglas Sweets have recently gotten accounts at Whole Foods in other parts of New England. So they're really spreading out.
Well, you mentioned Fiddlehead. Fiddlehead and Foligno's Pizza, probably the two most evident in this complex because they're right there on Route 7.
So the complex is sort of behind there. It's east of Foligno's and Fiddlehead and a little bit south, but that's right. And Matt Cohen, who's the brewer and the owner of Fiddlehead, has moved the brewing aspect to a big building behind where you see where the retail outlet of Fiddlehead is and where Foligno's is. And he is already thinking of expanding. I mean, he's sort of at the biggest operation there. He invested, I think he said he spent $2.5 million on the fit-up of the brewery. Everyone's renting, they're tenants in this little village. And he's already planning to expand. And the amounts he's brewing is astonishing, I think. But he's preparing a few years down the line for 50,000 barrels a year, having started just 5 years ago at about 5,000 barrels. So it really speaks to the success of this craft brewing in the state. As he said, you know, if you do it to be successful, I'm really excited with the way it turned out. We've stayed focused on the future and growing the business and at the same time not growing it too large. And he may at some point have the retail aspect back off the road, which would probably bring more people there. Definitely bring more people there. His beers sell out, you know, the day his cans just boom out the door. So.
Any other future plans for the Artisan Village?
Yeah, but they won't say what they are. I get very, what's the word? Furtive? Is that the word? Oh, we've got more coming. And I'm like, really? What? Can't tell you. I even asked 5 minutes before I came here.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.